You're traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're traveling to a new dimension. The dimension of the mind. This is Trippy Cupcakes. Coming to you from the other side.
Other motherfucking side.
Other side. The other motherfucking side.
Hey, everybody, this is Trippy Tommy and
Big Kurt. What's going on, everybody? Hope you're doing good. Thanks for tuning in
for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. This is episode 23, like Michael Jordan. Thank you guys for listening so far. This is our second album review. We really hope you guys fucking dig it. Thank you for everyone that has been listening so far and everyone on all the pages, the Facebook, the Acid pages, the Reddit, the Insta. Keep following, keep liking, keep sharing. We love you guys. We are got a special thing coming up for you guys once we get to 1,000 followers on Facebook and Instagram. And fuck, we even got a Twitter. I forgot about that. Follow us on Twitter too. Shit. So we are reviewing the new Bring Me the Horizon album that just came out, I believe, today or yesterday. It is fucking cool. Coming from a Bring Me the Horizon fan myself, I really dig it. And I was, like, waiting for this. Because at the end of 2019, they dropped, like, a dubstep album thing. And I was just like, what the fuck? Is this a joke? Like, I listened to it at work, and I was like, this... I can't. I can't even fucking vibe to this. Like, it just... It was weird. And I think... I don't know if it was a joke or what, but, like, I don't know. Anyways, I listened to them a long time. They used to be one of the heaviest bands. Like, their trajectory is so fucking crazy. Like, when I first found them, they were, like, one of the heaviest bands that I started listening to around that time. Their song Pray for Plagues was the first video I ever seen of them. It was on YouTube. And before then, like, the heaviest bands I was listening to was like Slipknot, Disturbed, Limp Bizkit, Devil Wears Prada, Treyu, Bullet for My Valentine. God, fuck, I love Bullet for My Valentine. Man, I love those guys. But yeah, man, they really changed it for me. Like, I seen them at Warped Tour, like, they were so fucking good, like, such a hyper energy, and their lyrics have been constantly good. They had some really heavy albums. They had, This Is What the Edge of Your Seat Was Made For, it was their first EP, that had a little brown bird on it. Second one was, like, a little girl in a dress standing in front of, like, an aquarium. It was called Count Your Blessings. That was, like, a really heavy one. Then they went a little, they went from deathcore to metalcore on their next album called Suicide Season, and that album is fucking perfect. Perfect. That song had Chelsea Smile. It had Diamonds Are Forever. Sadness Will Never End. All kinds of just fucking banger after banger after banger after banger. They fucking rock. And then they did an album called, what is it called? Like Heaven. Wait. Hell Is Real. Believe me, I've seen it. There Is a Heaven. Let's Keep It a Secret. It was like a black and white album. It was really, really good too. Then they had Simp Eternal, which was really fucking good. And then they put out an album called That's the Spirit that had really good lyrics, but it was more alternative-y. Like, the lyrics were fucking amazing, but it was just, like, not the heavy. Ollie wasn't doing the screams, really. It just didn't have what the other albums had for me. Kurt, as a new Bring Me the Horizon fan-ish, like, what did you dig the album? What was your favorite song?
My favorite song on the album was Parasite Eve. I liked it. It was edgy. It was raw. It was dark. The music video was really trippy.
Oh,
I love the animation. Yeah. It was really cool. The special effects were just stellar, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking A.
I mean, like, it was just so, like, out there, dude. Like, I didn't expect
known.
That, honestly.
They're known for videos. Like, they won a music video award for their song Alligator Blood.
Really?
It's so fucking good. It's such a good song, too. There's like, it's like a cult thing, and they have like holding alligators and shit. It's fucking amazing. You'd love the video. You'd be like, what? This is my jam.
Oh, dude, I gotta check that
shit
out.
Yeah, the song's got alligator blood. I'm pretty sure that's on the Black and White album. Fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite song featured Baby Metal. Yeah, the little Asian girls with the guitars that fucking shred. They did the cleans in it, and the song is called Kingslayer. And holy damn, it slaps. Ollie got some heavies in there, like some lows, just, you know, like, and I was just like, thank you. So, yeah, dude, I appreciated it. I'm glad this album came out. It may even cure the pandemic. Who knows? Okay, let's go with, yeah, dude, so we got the D&D playthrough coming up. That episode is one of our most listened to intros ever. We had our resident DM, Chris Lunchbox Gerber, on. You guys, we had a catch-up episode with him. That's my dude. I've known him since we were like 5, 6 years old. He's been on the cast. That's my dude. Shout out to Chris Lunchbox Gerber. That's my guy. Kind of holding the camera right now, you know. But yeah, dude. So the D&D playthrough, we're gonna start it next weekend. We're gonna get together and do like a 3 to 4 hour sesh where we're gonna just kind of record like the Jimmy Jams. And we're gonna eat some snacks, play some games, probably get together. It'll be real. It'll be a lot of fun. I've been working on my voice for my Dragonborn wizard, Sage Wizard, right? He is a blue Dragonborn wizard, and he's fucking cool. Okay, the lightning, the Jim Jams, it's gonna be fucking cool. Kurt, what was your character, dog?
My character was a Sasquatch with a chainsaw arm.
Like Mega Man, just with a fucking chainsaw arm.
Except he's a Sasquatch. That's so his strength is gonna be like 10 times a normal man, pretty much. Like 15 times a normal man. And that chainsaw is gonna be fucking crazy.
That's lit, dude.
Can't wait to tear up some fucking enemies with that shit. Yeah, but that's gonna be badass.
We're gonna pop some imagination cherries, y'all. It's gonna be lit. Kurt, your birthday's coming up, Big Slime. What the fuck are we gonna do?
I don't know. I think we might trip, actually. So, I might be... We might? I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. We might. But it's gonna be a good time, man. And that's gonna be Saturday, November 28th. So, I'm gonna be coming over. We're gonna spend... What's up? So, we're gonna be spending a lot of time, having a good time. It's gonna be badass.
How old are you turning, Kyle?
25, actually.
Holy balls, that is a whole quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quarter, man.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. So let's talk about your birthday some more. What are we getting for your birthday? What are you getting? Not we, but
I don't know exactly what I'm gonna get, but I think my mom is actually gonna get me the Nova Decarboxylator.
What is that?
Which is basically a 100% cannabis flower decarboxylation machine. Okay. And for those of you that don't know the two sections of cannabis, it actually goes to marijuana and hemp. Hemp is non-psychoactive, marijuana is psychoactive.
And the Delta 8 boys are
Delta 8 is legal, even though it is psychoactive. However, Delta 8, if you don't know what that is, it basically occurs in small concentrated amounts in THC, in cannabis. But what happens is that the plant degrades, and that actually is what becomes Delta 8.
Like spinal fluid.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's like old weed, basically, like you said earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so pretty much, so let me get this straight. For the simples like myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the bud plant. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's growing, and this Delta 8 is in every flower plant.
It
okay?
is. It's in every single cannabis
okay, so
flower. Marijuana.
As the buds get older,
mm-hmm.
and the plant gets older, so it's like waiting longer for it to cure or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck they call it, it excretes the Delta 8 and it becomes Delta 8 flower opposed to regular THC.
Pretty much.
Delta 9, correct?
Yes.
Is that what that is? Yeah.
And Delta 8 is legal. It's basically, the way I describe it is in between CBD and THC. So it's kind of, it's
like
not
diet weed, kind
of. Yeah, pretty much. It doesn't get you super high, but one of the things they say about Delta 8 is that when you do medicate with it, it actually doesn't come with anxiety or paranoia.
I've noticed that when we smoked a Delta 8 joint the other day, I was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel great right now. This is awesome.
And it's actually what I prefer now to smoke when it comes to cannabis, because with regular THC, I get really manic sometimes, especially with sativas. Indicas just make me really tired and not do anything. But with Delta 8, it's the best of both worlds, because I can stay active, but okay. I can also be relaxed and not have paranoia and anxiety.
Right, right.
I can just feel really good throughout the day, and I can take like an edible dose of that. I mean, there's vape shops that sell Delta 8 products, and I get 125 milligrams sometimes, or 150 edible. That's Delta 8. That sends you to the moon.
It's a slapper.
It is a slapper, and they are incredible. Delta 8 cartridges are also legal, and so is the flower. And I'm
the
actually going.
The slap, yo.
Oh, they do. The carts
the
slap
carts
like crazy.
Fucking slap.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, like a Fruity Pebbles one you had or some shit?
It might have been. It
fucking
tasted like cereal or something,
yeah,
didn't it? Like sugar cereal.
Whoa. But it was a sativa. You're like, bro, it's making my heart go.
Dude, I did.
30 Instagram posts that day. I was fucking losing my shit. I'm like, post. It was fucking crazy.
Oh,
and then I got shadow banned because now I can only post hashtags with every other post I do. So, too much activity.
You're grounded.
Yeah, Instagram grounded my ass. That's bullshit.
You damn queen.
What can I say? You know what I mean? You know how it goes, man. You know?
Right. So, let's talk about your vaporizer, bro.
The A-Riser vaporizer?
The A-Riser.
Okay, so that is basically a mini volcano vaporizer.
Mm-hmm.
You can heat it up to 500 degrees at the most. It's good to keep it between, I would say, 410 and 480. But since I've been putting wax in there, he actually taught me how to do that. Mm-hmm. You can put flower in the A-Riser vaporizer and then put in a little bit of wax, roll it up into a ball, put it in the flower, and then add another layer of flower on top, and then the wax does not get into the vaporizer at all. It actually just turns the bud into a sticky ball of flour, basically. And you can take that out and eat it. And I actually did that twice today.
Oh, jeez.
So I already had an edible dose for the day, and I'm lit right now, so I'm good.
That's great, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What? Word. So, we got some cool shit going on. Okay, so look. I know y'all seen that blue moon on Halloween. That shit was freaking crazy. Like, the energy that was just flowing around is crazy. My house has a lot of energy in it as it is, but my animals were going nuts, just running all over the fucking place. Chris told me that his dog was like staring at the moon, just like manically, like he felt some primal urge, like the moon was calling him home or something. It was ridiculous. Were your cats going crazy?
Dude, my cats were going nuts, especially Chester, dude. Mm-hmm. He was wild as fuck that night. And Peter was just like, Peter was going crazy too. But Dorothy was just
the
like,
chill one.
Mm-hmm. Dorothy didn't even really care. She was just kind of like doing her thing. Didn't even bother her really. And the tortoise, like, he was just sleeping the whole time. He was in his bed. I have a little tortoise bed that I made next to my bed with a heat lamp. So,
so he
has his own mattress basically to sleep in.
And he's pampered.
He's pampered. He is. He is a very pampered tortoise. And I actually want to get him some clothes too.
Oh, we were talking about that the other day. Yeah, they got some cool ones. Mm-hmm. So did you guys know the last blue moon that we had was in 1944? Fucking crazy, yo. That's like, what, 60-some years? Like, that is loco bananas, okay? Whoa. So let's talk about the fucking channel. Like, what's going on with that, man? We're going to have the Kurtz Cannabis Kitchen. We have a comedy stand-up thing we're going to do. We're going to start sliding them in on the episodes on you guys. We're going to do a two-minute back and forth where I got 2 minutes just to just shit all over Kurt. Just shit on him 7 ways to Sunday. Then he's going to do it back to me. And then you guys can comment, like, whatever, and tell us who you think won this week. And we're just going to kind of work on it and kind of polish up our stand-up. It'll be fun. Just a little sneaky thing we'll slide in, like a segment that we'll put in an episode. You guys will dig it. I hope. And yeah, man, so what else?
We were gonna talk about the dreams that I had on the blue moon.
Yeah, let's talk about that shit, dude. Whoa.
I mean, dude, it was crazy. Like, I've never had dreams that vivid before, but like, my dreams are very trippy. They're really psychedelic usually.
Right.
So like, I don't know if that's because of my mental or illness or not, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe my schizoaffective or my Asperger's gives me like extra crazy trippy dreams or something. And plus, I smoke before I go to bed, so that might actually attribute to that as well.
Might kind of slingshot you a little more.
It might, actually.
Yeah, it could.
But the dream that I had, because so much stuff was happening, and I woke up like 8 or 9 times that night, but no matter how many times I went back to sleep, I kept going back into the same
nightmare.
The
same spot?
Yeah, like the same spot.
Oh, like you just right where you left off, like in the series.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There was actually a crazy part in the dream where I was being carried in this crowd, and like, I had this butcher knife in my hand, I stabbed it into my chest. I felt it go in like an inch, and I pushed that thing all the way through. I don't know why I did that, I just felt so horrible, like people hated me in the dream and they were chasing me, telling me I'm a bad person. And I felt so guilty, so...
You killed yourself.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
And then, like, I remember a nuclear bomb going off in the dream, and everything just exploding, like light, like unbelievable light, just... And it was, like, crazy. The vibration was insane. It was so intense. Like, that's the closest thing I can compare to actually being around a nuke. And I felt like I heard it too in the dream, which was the weirdest thing.
Huh.
Like I felt the vibration. My dreams are just crazy, crazy realistic because I feel like they're actually happening. It's almost like I'm lucid dreaming. Like I know I'm dreaming, but I don't know how to control it. So the dream kind of controls itself and I'm just there. But so, I know so I'm in the dream state almost.
The dream kind of takes the wheel and you can't control the lucidity.
And that's why I remember all my dreams, because I'm very aware of when I'm dreaming. It's almost like living in a parallel universe or something, or being able to look into a parallel universe and live in it temporarily.
Wow, like you wake up in like a different part of the multiverse and like you're living. Wow, that's fucking crazy.
And my dreams have been really, really insane. I'll tell you about them sometime, but I need to write them down because they're lit as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we're going to do with the Third Eye Entertainment YouTube channel is we are going to have self-help. We're going to shoot a video for the Suicide Prevention Hotline and things like that. We just want you guys to know that we love you guys a lot. And if you guys ever need to hit anyone up, you can hit up either one of us on Instagram or Facebook, Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, Gmail. We want you guys to be more interactive because we want to know what you guys are thinking. We appreciate you listening. We want to know what's going on, how you guys feel, if you guys like some shit we're doing, if you don't like some shit we're doing. And also, thank you to everyone that has been fucking with us, dude. Like, for real. This started out as just like a fuck it, let's podcast. Like, that's one of my favorite hashtags we put. It's fuck it, let's podcast. Because, like, I was really inspired. I listened to a lot of podcasts myself, and I was like, let's just fucking do it, dude. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. It'll be therapeutic. It'll be fun. And, you know, fuck it. Maybe we can turn it into a job someday. You know what I mean? Like, Joe Rogan started out in the basement. Like, you know? Fuck it.
It'll happen, man. It will.
And we appreciate you guys very, very much. We want you guys to hit us up on the Instagram or Facebook and tell us what album we should review. Let's vote, man. I want to hear you guys. I want to hear an album that means the world to you guys. I'm down to listen to it, man. I am a music slut. Okay? I want to hear it all. If it's something that means the world to you, any one of my listeners or anyone, hit us up. I want you guys to vote on our next album. I'm going to throw up 5 on the Instagram. I'm going to show you pictures and yada yadas. And I want you guys to vote. We want to know what you guys want us to review next. It'll be an old album, a new album, an old album, and a new album. And then a random album. We love you guys. Kurt, you got anything you want to say to the boys before we out?
Well, thank you guys for following us and tuning in to all of our Instagram posts, Anchor, and checking us out on there, Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for checking out the YouTube channel as well. We're going to try and get this to take off. I'm going to be doing my own channel, and I'm also going to be branching off into doing other channels for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast as well. So that's going to be pretty lit, man. We're going to have Kurt's Cannabis Kitchen. We want to have an animation channel as well for animated series. I'm not going to drop the ball on what I have planned.
But it's big. It's big.
It's big, but can't drop it for you guys yet. I'm sorry.
We coming for that ass, Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm. We coming. Hell yeah.
And we're out.
All right. Can't believe it actually lasted. Got it to about 18 minutes.
I can live with that, bud.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And I'll send it to you right now, brother, man. Is that cool?
40.